This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, in the digital world, time isn't just money, it's opportunity. And it moves incredibly fast. Today, we're really diving into how every single second literally counts. We're revealing that if your website takes too long to load, well, it's not just costing you potential customers, it's costing you valuable search engine visibility too. We're calling this a deep dive into page speed optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, our sources today are really highlighting that this isn't just some techie detail anymore, it's actually a critical factor. It directly impacts how well your site ranks on Google, and maybe even more importantly, how effectively it turns visitors into actual leads.
That's exactly right. And for this deep dive, our mission really is to unpack why speed has become so so paramount, and how optimizing it can drive, you know, truly meaningful results for your business. And then crucially, some high impact actions you can actually start taking right away to see a difference.
Yeah, and we're pulling insights today from some really solid research on boosting Google rankings through page speed. So let's jump right in. The big question.
Yeah.
From an SEO perspective, why is Google so laser focused on how fast your site loads? What does it all mean for, you know, search visibility?
Well, search engines, and especially Google, have clearly prioritized user experience. I mean, above almost everything else. Think about it from your own perspective. A slow loading site is just frustrating, right? And that frustration, it translates directly into higher bounce rates, less time spent on your pages, and ultimately it signals to Google that your site might not be providing the best experience.
Right. Poor experience equals bad signal.
Exactly. And Google rewards sites that offer a good experience. Mm. What's particularly interesting here is how explicit Google has become about this. They use specific metrics known as Core Web Vitals as an actual ranking factor. You've probably heard of Largest Contentful Paint, or LCP.
Mm-hmm.
That measures how long it takes for the largest visual element on your page, like say a big hero image or the main text block, to actually load. This is crucial because it's what users perceive as the page loading. It's that first big visual hit.
Ah, okay, so it's about perceived load time.
Precisely. And then there's first input delay, or FID. That one gauges how quickly your site responds when a user first interacts with it, you know, clicks a button, taps a link, that sort of thing. And both of these, LCP and FID, are profoundly influenced by overall page speed.
So if I'm getting this right, it's not just like a subtle hint from Google anymore. It's more like a pretty firm requirement for good rankings now, isn't it?
Absolutely. The reality is quite clear, really. A faster site generally leads to better rankings, higher organic visibility, more clicks. It's a positive cycle. Conversely, a slower site, well, it often results in lower visibility, fewer clicks, and those frustratingly high bounce rates we mentioned. Page speed optimization isn't just tinkering under the hood. It's about building a better, smoother user journey that Google actively rewards.
And what's just as compelling, maybe even more so, is that it's not just search engines that hate slow websites.
Mm-hmm.
Your customers definitely do too. We're talking real money here, right?
Yep.
Real conversions, potentially just vanishing.
Oh, absolutely. The research here is incredibly stark. It shows that even a single 1 second delay in page load time can cut conversions by a staggering 7%.
Wow, 7% for 1 second.
Yeah. Just think about that for a moment. That 1 second, that seemingly tiny hiccup, it could literally be the difference between someone completing a purchase and just abandoning their cart. Or filling out a lead form versus clicking away. I remember one time I was trying to buy something online, limited stock, you know, and the site just crawled. I missed out. It's genuinely frustrating as a user.
Yeah, that 1 second statistic really hits home. So it's not just about getting people to the site. It's ensuring they actually do something once they get there.
Mm.
What are the key reasons then why speed matters so much for those conversions specifically?
Well, the research highlights a few critical points. First, visitors just inherently trust faster websites more. Speed often signals professionalism, reliability. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second, faster pages significantly reduce friction in that user journey. And they vastly improve the mobile user experience, which is just crucial now. With so many people browsing on their phones, you can't afford a slow mobile site.
True. Very true.
And third, and this is interesting, high-speed sites actually make your paid traffic more cost-efficient. They increase your ROI. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If your landing pages load quickly, your ad spend works harder. You're not paying for clicks that immediately bounce because the page took too long.
Ah, okay. So it makes your ad budget go further.
Exactly. So whether you're running paid ads or relying purely on organic traffic, page speed optimization helps make every single marketing dollar work that much harder for you.
Okay, right. Let's unpack this then. Given how crucial speed clearly is for both rankings and conversions, for our listeners thinking, okay, I need to do something, what are some high-impact actions they can take, like, right now, without having to completely overhaul their entire site overnight?
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely some quick wins that can deliver pretty fast results. First, and this is often a big one, compress your images without losing visual quality. Large image files. They are major culprits for slow speeds. You don't want pixelated stuff, obviously, but modern tools can significantly reduce file size without noticeable loss.
Right. Image optimization. Got it. What else?
Second, enable browser caching and server-side compression. You might see terms like gzip mentioned. Basically, this lets browsers store parts of your site, so it loads much faster for repeat visitors. Saves time.
Okay, caching. Makes sense.
Third, minify your CSS, JavaScript, and HTML. This essentially means stripping out unnecessary characters, spaces, comments from the code itself. It reduces the amount of data the browser has to download, parse, and then execute. Even tiny things add up, especially on mobile.
Huh. Minification. I hadn't thought about just spaces adding up like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, every little bit helps. Another really crucial step is to use a content delivery network, or CDN. Think of a CDN like having copies of your website's files stored in data centers all around the world. So when a user from, say, London visits your site hosted in Chicago, they get the files from a server maybe in the UK or nearby Europe much faster. Cuts down that latency.
Okay, so a CDN gets the content closer to the user.
Exactly. And finally, definitely optimize your mobile experience. Use responsive design, of course, but also look into things like lazy loading. That just means images or content lower down the page only load when the user actually scrolls to them. Saves initial load time.
Lazy loading, good tip.
Now, while these steps are fantastic starting points and they really can deliver quick wins, it's important to remember they are just the beginning. For scalable long-term results, you really need ongoing monitoring and probably regular technical SEO audits to keep things running smoothly because the web, you know, it's always changing.
That's a really great point. It's not a one-and-done thing. So bringing it all together then, thinking bigger picture, beyond just ranking higher and converting more visitors, what kind of strategic advantage does nailing PageSpeed really give you in the marketplace?
Well, what's truly powerful here is that PageSpeed optimization becomes a significant competitive edge. It really does. It helps your website work smarter, not just harder. By being faster, you naturally attract more traffic, right? Because of the SEO benefits. You keep users engaged for longer because the experience is better. And you're far more effective at turning those clicks, whether paid or organic, into actual customers.
So it just makes everything more efficient.
Mm-hmm, precisely. In today's incredibly fast-paced digital environment, having that kind of efficiency, that user-centric approach, well, it's absolutely everything. It genuinely sets you apart when every other business out there is also vying for that same user's attention. So yeah, the core message here is pretty clear. PageSpeed isn't just some abstract technical detail. It's not just a box to tick on a checklist. It's a fundamental driver, a driver of both your search engine visibility and ultimately your business growth.
Absolutely. It connects everything. And thinking about how just a single second can impact conversions, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other seemingly small details in your online presence might be silently affecting your success right now? And how can understanding those details give you a powerful competitive advantage? Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.